The San Antonio Fire Department suffered the loss of one of its own today. 31-year-old firefighter Scott Deem was killed in a four-alarm fire at a Northwest Side strip mall overnight. TPR's Joey Palacios reports he was called heroic by Fire Chief Charles Hood and remembered at several memorials set up around San Antonio.
We are heartbroken. We're disappointed that we could not get him out, but I could not be happier or prouder of the efforts to give him every chance of survival.
A tearful Chief Charles Hood detailed the events of Thursday night's four-alarm fire at the Ingram Square Shopping Center that took the life of Scott Deem. More than 80 units responded. Mayday calls were made when firefighters went missing during the blaze.
A missing firefighter's emergency signal was activated, and it was identified as firefighter from Ladder 35.
Two rescuers were injured while trying to find him in the smoke-filled Spartan Gym. It was Chief Hood who made the call to end the search when the fire became too powerful.
It's my decision that I could not lose 10 or 15 firefighters because the men and women in this organization would have continued to pour in that building and risk their lives to pull their brother out. We had to make a decision that we were going to go defensive. One of the most difficult decisions of my life. No regrets for doing that.
When Deem's body was found, firefighters draped it in a flag from his fire station.
We gave him the dignity that he deserves. We brought him out to a line of firefighters. A lot of them work with this kid. And in this business, you spend a third to half of your life with your brothers and sisters. We lined up. We brought his body out, draped in the flag from Station 35, and loaded him up for escort to the coroner's office.
Firefighter Scott Deem entered the Fire Academy in 2011. He worked out of Fire Station 35 at Culebra and Loop 410. The station was just a mile from the Ingram Square strip mall. Deem was married to his wife, Jennifer. He leaves behind two children, a 13-year-old daughter named Dakota and a 7-year-old son, Tyler. His wife is 6 months pregnant.
They're in our prayers. We love them. We will support them like no one else will. We will walk through this life storm with their family.
A few flowers and balloons were laid at the downtown public safety headquarters. Martha Chapa left a bouquet of white flowers. Her son is a firefighter.
I was told that if you leave fresh flowers, they reach heaven right away, and I want Firefighter Deem to know that he's not left behind. His job was well done and left, and we're not going to forget him. It doesn't stop here.
The strip mall was closed off to the public. Cars passed by as drivers looked at the hallowed out building. Some parked and handed flowers to police officers to lay them at the growing memorial. Joe Alvarez is a former firefighter. He worked at Station 35 and retired before Deem started his career. He stopped at the strip mall to pay his respects.
Because I feel like I've lost a brother, a member of my family.
Chief Hood says he will take members of the department through the spot where Deem died.
We will take every man and woman in the San Antonio Fire Department through that building. It will be therapeutic for them to see where their colleague, their loved one, their friend died, what that building looks like. And we will do that before we celebrate his homegoing. And that is part of our recovery.
Deem is the first San Antonio firefighter to die responding to a fire since May of 1997. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.